September 21, Luke 1, 13 to 24, and 57 to 80, one of God's great men. He will be one of God's great men. He will touch neither wine nor strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit from the moment of his birth. Luke 1, 15, Phillips. On heaven's record of noble men, the Savior declared that there stood not one greater than John the Baptist. The work committed to him was one demanding not only physical energy and endurance, but the highest qualities of mind and soul. So important was the right physical training as a preparation for this work that the highest angel in heaven was sent with a message of instruction to the parents of the child. They were to faithfully cooperate with God in forming such a character in John as would fit him to perform the part God had assigned him. John was a son of their old age. He was a child of miracle, and the parents might have reasoned that he had a special work to do for the Lord, and the Lord would take care of him. But the parents did not thus reason. They moved to a retired place in the country where their son would not be exposed to the temptations of city life, or induced to depart from the counsel and instruction which they as parents would give him. In the wilderness, John could the more readily deny himself and bring his appetite under control and dress in accordance to natural simplicity. And there was nothing in the wilderness that would take his mind from meditation and prayer. Satan had access to John even after he had closed every avenue in his power through which he would enter. But his habits of life were so pure and natural that he could discern the foe and had strength of spirit and decision of character to resist him. The book of nature was open before John with its inexhaustible store of varied instruction. He sought the favor of God, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him and kindled it in his heart a glowing zeal to do the great work of calling the people to repentance and to a higher and holier life. John was fitting himself by the privations and hardships of his scheduled life to so control all his physical and mental powers that he could stand among the people as unmoved by surrounding circumstances as the rocks and mountains of the wilderness that had surrounded him for 30 years.